Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. Futures are indicating a slightly lower open, with S&P futures down 0.1% and NASDAQ futures down 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly lower markets in Asia overnight, where European equities are slightly higher in early trade. Treasury yields are lower at the long end. The dollar is broadly lower. WTI is down after OPEC yesterday proceeded with a 400,000 barrel per day production increase. Gold is a little higher, while industrial metals are mixed overall. The focus remains on bear steepening in the Treasury yield curve, with yields rising at the fastest New Year pace in two decades, broadly fitting with expectations for Fed rate hikes and elevated inflation. A higher yield and lower tech valuation dynamic is back in play. Meanwhile, dollar support, mainly against the yen, is also consistent with easing concerns about Omicron risks. And the juxtaposition of higher contagiousness versus lower hospitalization rates continue to play out, though market optimism is leaning more towards the latter, with the upshot that Omicron won't derail the reopening trajectory and economic recovery. Overnight, attention remained largely on markets in China. A sizable net drain in Bank of China liquidity operations is also weighing on sentiment, though the China Securities Journal suggested that injections will likely ramp back up ahead of the Lunar New Year holidays. Meanwhile, China Evergrande shares were trading moderately lower as the company announced an online meeting with some UN bondholders later this week. On the data front, the attention in Europe was on Eurozone services PMIs, which showed that the economic recovery faltered in December. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, ADP employment change, services PMI, and crude inventories. While the release of December FOMC minutes today will likely see some outsized scrutiny on initial discussions to begin shrinking the balance sheet. In corporate news, CNBC reported that KFC will launch a meatless fried chicken product nationwide made with Beyond Meat. Reuters reported that Allegiant Air is closing in on an order of 50 Boeing 737 MAX jets valued at $5 billion at list prices. And TechCrunch cited comments from Sony Group chairman and CEO Kenichiro Yoshida, who said that Sony Group would start a new division and potentially company called Sony Mobility as part of accelerating the commercialization of its electric vehicles. Asian equities finished mostly lower overnight. Greater China was pulled lower by technology stocks, with the Hang Seng Tech Index finishing close to 4% lower. Shanghai and Shenzhen were also sharply down. South Korea also closed sharply lower as institutions sold off its large cap tech names. Australia pulled back from near all-time highs, while Japan, Thailand, and New Zealand were the only country markets showing a gain. In regional news, the Financial Times reported that Chinese banks rushed to meet annual lending quotas last month through the purchases of bankers' acceptances rather than issue loans. The move was seen as a reflection of wariness about China's economic slowdown. And yen weakness garnered attention after it fell into the 116 range versus the dollar for the first time since 2017. European equity markets are slightly higher 2 hours into the session. In European news, French consumer confidence hit its highest level since September. Eurozone inflation is close to its peak, according to the European Central Bank's Villeroy. And the Financial Times reported that UK Chancellor Sunak has warned of a limit to state help on soaring energy prices. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.